Hello and welcome to Bishop Ato Dixon's podcast. Bishop Ato Dixon is a true son of Bishop Dagwood Mills and the convener of Jesus is the Rock Church, a denomination under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Listen and be blessed as he shares with you deep messages from the Word of God.
Father, we bless and thank you for this beautiful morning. Thank you for life. Thank you for strength. Thank you for how far you brought us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, O Lord, that this morning as we attend your word, you are opening our eyes to deep truth. Lord, your word says that we shall know the truth and the truth shall set us free. I pray for the spirit of revelation. I pray for the spirit of deep understanding to your word. And I pray that, Lord, your word will build us up and give us inheritance. In Jesus' precious name, and all said, amen. Wow. Please take your seat. It's good to be back home. Amen. And it's very exciting to be back home. Amen. Well, I continue teaching on he that hath. How many think you are becoming a he that hath as you are receiving knowledge day after day, week after week, month after month? Hallelujah. This morning, I want to start by talking about another important positive trait of a he that hath. Amen. Let's go to our foundational scripture. I want to see how. All right. Beautiful. Now, the Bible says that, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to talk about godliness. Godliness. Hallelujah. The positive trait of godliness. Say after me, the positive trait of godliness. Oh, is that all you can say? I said the positive trait of godliness. Beautiful. I want us to look at a scripture from 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 16. Amen. 1 Timothy 3:16. The Bible says, and without controversy. What's a controversy? Controversy means argument. All right? It says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Amen. So the Bible is saying that when it comes to the subject of godliness, it is a mystery. What is a mystery? A mystery is something that is hidden. A mystery is something that you cannot easily unravel. A mystery is something, you know, that exists but hidden from the sight of many unless it is revealed. Hallelujah. And the Bible is saying, great is the mystery of godliness. Great is the mystery of godliness, which means that when you carry this nature of God, all right, in you, you become a mysterious person. People cannot figure you out, because people can't figure God out. Do you think you know the mind of God? Do you understand the mind of God? Are you sure? Do you know God's plan for you 30 minutes from now? Yeah. Is it that it's all hidden from you? Everybody who died, it was hidden from him. You know, yes, the person was sick of cancer. But the very day that he died, he didn't know. He knew that he would die. But it was mysterious. Hallelujah. And as a believer, the Bible is teaching us that for us to be fruitful and bear fruits, of course, which is what God expects of you as a Christian. God is not expecting much. God is expecting that as a Christian, you will reproduce after his kind. You will become like him. The reason why Jesus reconciled us back to him is to prepare us to be like him. Hallelujah. Is to prepare us to be like what? Like him. You know, he didn't bring us into the kingdom just to be in church and be happy, you know, dancing, jumping around, but to reflect his glory, to reflect his image, to become like God Almighty. Hallelujah. So that when somebody is asking of who is God and how does he look like, the person will look at you and you would have an idea who God is. Now the question is that if somebody should look at you, will he have a good picture of how God is? Or he will get the wrong impression of how God is. Amen. You notice that by the nature of God, clearly and very obvious, things were done within the shortest possible time. And, you know, it came by declaration. Now, have you thought of it that the whole heavens and the earth was finished in 6 days? See, you are building a kiosk. You are building a kiosk. And the kiosk you are building, you want to sell in toast and foodstuffs. And by now, it's like a project that is giving you a headache. It's been 2 years now. Now, the question I want to ask you, if God were to be building that kiosk, will he use the number of years that you have used in building that kiosk? Because we are seeing a God who made the heavens and the earth and all that consists and that, you know, exists. And he did it in 6 days and he rested in 1 day after that. Hallelujah. Now, when you carry the image of God, you do great things within the shortest possible time. That's the nature of God. That's the nature of God. Hallelujah. How many want to do great things for God? How many want to attempt great things for God? Yeah. When you carry, and it's mysterious. It's very, very mysterious. Hallelujah. So godliness is the quality of being like God. God has many attributes. All right? What are the attributes of God? God is love. God is love. Now, you should ask yourself, do you have the nature of God? Do I have the nature of God? Do I have the love of God? You see, normally when we say love, our interpretation of love, is it the God's definition of love or is man's definition of love? Oh, you have been good to me. You've been so nice to me. And so I love you. But God's definition of love can be found clearly in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God still commended his love towards us. Huh? He still commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners. You see, can you still love somebody who is some way? Do you love somebody who is some way? Somebody who has stabbed you at your back. Do you love him? Can you love him? Can you express? You see, our nature is purely reciprocating or returning back what people do to us. Yeah. We love those who love us. We are free with those who are free with us. We are comfortable and not comfortable. Do you know how uncomfortable it was for Jesus to wear the flesh? Do you know how uncomfortable it was? Hey, but that is how love is expressed. In your most painful and difficult situation, you can still receive and accommodate somebody. Instead of expressing hatred, you rather express the love of God. That's the nature of God. So that is why you see that people are in the church, but they don't carry the nature of God. See, being in the church does not mean that you have become like God. To be like God, you need to learn of him. Jesus said, learn of me. Learn of me. Learn of me. I am meek. And I'm lowly in heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell to your neighbor, ask your neighbor, Charlie, do you have the nature of God? Are you godly? People's definition of godliness is praying often. People's definition of godliness is appearing in a certain way and in a certain form. So you were a very handsome, good-looking person. Then you want beard because there must be gray hair in the beard. Your mustache must appear a certain way. Now you want to grow your hair to appear like God. Listen to me. Great is the mystery. I pray that you will receive revelation as you hear the word of God today. Amen. So God is love. God is love. God still commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I was just studying scriptures and I just noticed that Abraham had the nature of God. Yes, Abraham had the nature of God because the way Lot misbehaved towards him as an uncle, you know, and he chose the nicest part and everything. And when he went, something happened to Lot. The Bible says that somebody came from the camp to tell them that, look, your nephew is in trouble. He's in trouble. You see, and some of us, after we part companies, that's it. Either we meet in heaven or something. But you know what Abraham did? The Bible says that Abraham organized 300 army men to go and redeem and rescue his nephew. Why will Abraham do that? Abraham did it because he had walked with God and he was carrying the nature of God. How do you carry the nature of God? You carry the nature of somebody when you walk with that person. If you are truly walking with the Lord, you will bear the nature of God. You will bear the nature of God. Many, many, many Christians, we are positive pretenders. We pretend so. God will not speak at your back. God will not smile at you when you are facing him and then speak at your back. Yeah. But rather, he will confront the issue because he says, he that I love, I chasten it. If he has to chasten, he will not miss words. That's the nature of God. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? Now, I'm talking about one of the positive traits that can help you to be a fruit-bearing Christian. And it's the trait of becoming godly. Godly. God has never complained about your behavior. He has rather always made a way to perfect your life. Hallelujah. Another attribute of God is that God is love. Turn to somebody and tell you, God is light. Light suggests transparency. Light suggests openness. God is transparent. God is honest. If you have the nature of God, you must live in honesty. What do you think? I don't know why the room is very quiet. Maybe you thought I was coming to say something that will make you happy. Well, I'm speaking the truth and I'm preaching the truth. What you need is the truth, nothing else but the truth. Yeah. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says, God is light. God is light. Oh, yes. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Hey, if that is the nature of God, in him there is no darkness at all. Now the question you should ask yourself is, is there light totally in me, or there is a lot of darkness in my life? Yeah, darkness means that you live in sin. You live hiding your life. You see, when you look at the life of Adam and Eve, after sin entered into their lives, they were no more coming into the light to have fellowship with God. But when sin entered into their life, the Bible says that they went into darkness. They hid behind the bushes. Now, the Bible is saying, for you to carry the nature of God, he is light. Wow. He is light. Now, the question I want to ask you today is that, are you honest? Are you honest with God? Are you an honest person? You know, in life you can pretend so much that your life will be a pretentious life, you know, over the period, that even when you want to do the right thing, it looks like you are rather sinning. Yeah. When you look at some marriages, they wear too much. But that's not what it is. That's not what it is at all. Look, they have deceived you. It's like the Garden of Eden. The guys have come with leaves, thick leaves around them as if they've covered their nakedness. But by evening, the sun would have scorched it down. You should look at people's lives. They come and sit in the church of God, lift up their hands. I don't want to give a wrong definition. Lift their hands like that. Oh, and they are stealing government money. When they pray, you'll be amazed at the depth, the rhyme, the phonetics, the words, the vocabulary of your prayer, but your heart is far from God. Now, this morning, to carry godliness and the nature of God, The Bible says that God is light. God is light. And in him, in other words, in you, there should be no darkness. You see, one interesting thing is that God, his eye is a scanner. It scans us before we even try to say something. You see, when God asked Adam, have you eaten? He knew he had eaten. But he was trying to find out what the guy would say. Yeah, and then the darkness in the guy started coming out. Challenge the woman you gave to me. Look, I was somewhere happy. I was with the baboons, with the elephants, with the all the other animals. I was very, very comfortable till you brought a woman into my life. One day I went to somebody's loo, and he had said, "When God created women, we have ceased to rest." I said, "Hey." It was a long thing, but the latter part, he says that since God made this and there was that, and he made that and there was that, and he made that, and, there, and after he created women, and after God created women, man has not rested. Turn to somebody and tell him that, listen, great is the mystery of godliness. If you are going to be godly, you must walk in love. You see, you carry the nature of people you fellowship with. You become like people when you look at husbands and wives, with time you notice that they begin to look alike. Their mannerisms become the same. Even physically, you see that they look alike. They look alike in many things and in many regards. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. It's because of association. Who you associate with will make you into who you will become. Wow. When you associate with God, when you fellowship with his word, when you spend quality time, you make time for him, you have a special, time of the day when you have fellowship with God, his nature will become your nature. Oh, yes. Nature will become your nature. Oh, yeah, when you become godly, you see that you are filled with the positive traits. Amen. Well, today I just want to share some 4 points with you, and then I'll be done. Amen. The day is still young, and there are many things in the day. All right. Listen to this. When you become godly, you are filled with these positive traits and become like God in your behavior and character. You see, become like God in your behavior and character is very, very crucial. When your character expresses the nature of God, you become a very impactful person. You know, you find people, they want anointing, but they don't carry the nature of God. They don't express the nature of God. Love is far from them. Dishonesty is part of their lives. When he says, look up, you have to look down. When he says, look to the left, you have to look to the right. Yes. But God is not like that. The Bible is teaching us that God is light. And in him, there is no darkness at all. Amen. Now, there are 4 things I'm going to share with you right now. Number one, godliness is the personal trait in a person that makes him pray at the right time. When you are godly, you pray at the right time. You don't pray when you are in trouble only. Have you noticed that our prayer is channeled around when we have problems? We want a child. We've been married for 10 years. We want a child. And then you see that that's when we pray and we fast. You want a job, that is when we pray and we fast. True or not true? True or not true? Yeah. We want money, Hey, ask for the money. You see, so that's how come you when you get a guest minister, he talks about money. You see, the people have become alert and active. Because people have become so worldly that they feel that without money, their life is over. You should see believers. Money controls us instead of God controlling us. True or not true? Oh, yeah. But it is going to be our nature that we are going to spend time, quality time with God, fellowshipping with Him. And let me tell you, prayer is building a relationship with God. That's prayer. Having intimacy with Him. Having a time and a period in His presence. Sharing intimacy with the Lord. And it's very exciting when you are sharing intimacy with a lover. True or not true? True or not true? Are you here or you are not here? Be here. Try and be here because what you need is understanding. Many Christians are shallow. Many Christians don't know scriptures. Many Christians don't know the word of God. Many Christians come to church because when we come to church, we have come to mark register. Because when pastor sees me, he asks, did you come to church? I say, yes, I came to church. But you are in church because God wants you to learn and become like Him. You are being matured. You are being developed through the teaching of God's word. Yeah. Jesus said, if you love me, then feed my lamb. Feed my lamb. What I'm trying to do is I'm teaching by feeding. And I'm saying that God has a nature. And His nature is love. His nature is light. If you don't have the love of God, if you are not honest, well, I'm telling you that God's nature is honesty. Say amen. Amen. Openness. Let us look at that scripture again. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light and in Him there is no darkness at all. 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, listen to that. If we say we have, how many say we have fellowship with God? Can I see by show of hand? Do you have fellowship with God? Lift your hand. Beautiful. Now, this scripture is about to answer what you just said. He said, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie. Well, you better consider the lifting of your hand. Lies is not only when you have spoken lies. Lies is when you are deceived and say that you have fellowship with God, yet you have darkness. You live in darkness. Look, there are some of us Christians say we live a double life. Dual life. I heard of a man, he has a wife, Kumasi, and he's living with a family here. And it's like, this group doesn't know that he has a family here. This group also doesn't know that the person is a pastor. You are saying mercy. Now, when such a person mounts the pulpit and is preaching, you can see that James Bond, the Actors Guild, has mounted the pulpit. I'm taking my time because to live and walk in godliness, it's a great, great, great asset you have. Yeah. So, it's like the children here, this is what they know. And I don't know how he does it, whether he's a spirit. Because, I mean, it takes at least 5 hours to travel from Accra to Kumasi. Yeah. By air, maybe it will take you 30 minutes. So maybe by air. But I don't think he used to travel by air. You see? So as far as this woman is concerned, you are the only one. And as far as this other woman is concerned, You are the only one. The Bible says that if you have fellowship with God and you have darkness in you, then you lie. Then you lie. May God deliver us from the spirit of lies. May our life, you see, when the Bible says that your deeds represents lies, that's what the Bible is saying, that when you say you have fellowship with God and you have darkness, you lie. It means that your deeds now speaks, not just your mouth, but your behavior suggests lies. But you will not be that type of person in the name of Jesus. You will truly carry the nature of God. Godliness will be your mark in the mighty name of Jesus. Most people pray in time of trouble, but godly persons will pray at a time when God can be found. There is a time when God can be found. Turn to somebody and tell him, there's a time when God can be found. He says, seek him when you'll be found. Amen. Psalm 32 verse 6. Are you being blessed? The church is quiet. It means that the thing is sinking in. That's what we need. Something that can sink in and transform our lives. Not jumping. Psalm 32 verse 6. It says, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto thee. Amen. Listen to me. After Jesus Christ died, the Bible says that the curtains were separated into two like that. So God has given everyone access into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. God has given access. God has given everyone the opportunity to come. The Bible says that blessed is the man whom thou causest and choosest to approach unto you. Amen. So we are all blessed and fortunate that we can have access to God. And God, having access to God means that you can now have time of fellowship with the Lord. Amen. So you need to spend time with God. You are a born-again Christian. The whole week, you've not created time with God. It is not right. It is not right. In the name of, I work with Bank for Housing and Construction. Let me tell you something. Today, that bank, you can easily lose your job. Sometimes we behave as if it's like without that work, we cannot live. But I am telling you that before that work came, there was life. We need to repent of our sins. And we need to repent very fast. Oh, you know, Bishop, nowadays, I don't know, but life has become full of busyness. You are busy. You created the busyness. Do you know why you were created here? You were created to extend his glory. You were created to worship him. That's why you were created. And as we came in, sin came in. And sin corrupted our nature. That instead of spending more time with him, we spend more time with the world. That's the nature of God. He created us. He said, I'm going to create people in my image. I'm going to create people in my likeness. And after I've created them, they are going to bring me pleasure. But after sin entered into man, man have turned away from God. So man is always pursuing things of the world instead of pursuing God. Yes. What do you think about that? Number two, godliness is a positive trait that will set you apart. Godliness will set you apart. Tell to somebody and tell you, godliness will set you apart. Yeah. you need to be set apart. It must be so obvious that you are different. You are different. You are different from your schoolmates. You are different from all the people you relate with. You are different. And the difference is you carry and bear the nature of God. Amen. A godly person will always be distinguished and set apart because of the God factor in his life. Do you want God to set you apart? Do you want to be distinguished among your brethren? Then be a godly person. Amen. Yeah. You should be godly. You are going to do wedding. You are pregnant. You should be able to say that, no, Bishop, we have made a mistake. We have made a mistake and we have become, I've impregnated a person. Don't look into my eyes and tell me lies. Then I become the fool that I join three people together. I shouldn't say it. So as you are standing there, do you take, it's like three people, you have put three people together. Oh, Bishop, why are you saying that? Why should you do? We desist from that behavior. Because if I knew it, I would not do the wedding. That's what it is. Anyway. Psalm 4 verse 3. Psalm 4 verse 3. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly. The Lord has set apart what? Him that is what? Him that is godly. If you are godly, God will set you apart. He will make you different. Hallelujah. He has set apart him that is godly for himself. God will always want godly people, you know, for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. If you're a godly person, you see that the Lord will hear you. Anytime you pray, he'll hear you. Amen. The third thing I want you to know is that godliness is a positive trait that affects all aspects of your life. You see, when you say you are godly, your godliness is not only when you enter this church. When you enter the church, it's prayer meeting, then your godliness has come. When you are within these four walls, your godliness has come. But when you are in the world, your godliness is gone. Actually, the darkness in the world must begin to feel your presence as light in the world. Hallelujah. When you step out there, the people around must see that, this person is different. There is something unusual about him. There is something godly about him. Hallelujah. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, for bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. The profit of godliness is for everything. Body exercises are good, but it's just for physical fitness. But your spirituality and your godliness will profit you in all things. Amen. When you are godly, your emotions are unlike man's emotions. Godly people are not emotional like human beings. Because when a human being is taking a decision, he takes a decision by what he feels about you. But we know God's emotions. When the people were beating him on the cross and they were battering him, there is something he said. He said, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. How can he say forgive people who are beating you and who are causing harm and evil to you? That is the nature of God. When you have the nature of God, you forgive easily. You know, you don't boast anywhere and stand somewhere and say, me, I don't forgive. Oh, me fast someone chew. Me fast someone chew. You better trim me from a Katari. It's like you are born again Christian. You are saying you are called Katari. You are not godly. Me ne chewa. Yeah, twins. Hallelujah. But a person who carries the nature of God forgives easily. Yeah, he forgives easily. When someone does something against you, he says, look, this thing, if I hold it to my heart, my life will be corrupted. I would rather let go and continue and build my life. Amen? You are forgiven. Finally, godliness is a positive trait that makes you unlike man. When you are godly, your emotions are unlike man. Even the most basic emotions are affected and turned into a godly version of human emotions. When you are like a man, when you are not godly, you are like a man. Everything, you are so emotional about everything. It's like, why did he say this? Why did he say that? Why is he preaching this about me? Why is he preaching that? Well, he should have preached faith. How come he's preaching something? Why is he this? Why? Listen to me. The more spiritual you become, the less the flesh have dominion over your life. Oh, yeah. When you see people who get angry easily, you see people who react so easily, they are not spiritual. That's the truth. But God doesn't want you to be unspiritual. He wants you to be spiritual. Hallelujah. Yeah. Listen to this. It says, even the most basic emotions are affected and turned into a godly version of human emotions. You will have godly jealousy. See, godly jealousy is different from earthly jealousy. You have godly sorrow. You have godly fear. You will be unlike man who has debilitating weaknesses like lying and unfaithfulness. How many realize that men, we lie and we are unfaithful all the time? Yeah. Your unfaithfulness has not been revealed, though. It's in your heart. One day when it becomes a blown out unfaithfulness, you see that every man will be surprised. Ha! How come this person did this? Ha! I'm very surprised. It's going through development. It's like a baby. It comes as a clot and then it's growing. One day you give birth to a full-blown baby. So watch what you keep in your heart. Turn to somebody and tell him, watch what you keep in your heart. Yeah. What you keep in your heart is very important. So this morning, what am I sharing with you? I'm sharing with you that to bear fruit as a Christian, you need to bear the nature of God, godliness. You must have the nature of love. It must flow through you naturally. You cannot do it on your own. It is through your constant and continuous fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Then he influences your life. You live in light and you do not live in darkness, because the Bible says that in God there is no darkness. Amen. Now your emotions will become God's emotions. You will not carry man's emotions. Amen. You will carry God's nature. You address things the way God wants you to address things, not how man wants you to address things. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. May God give us the grace to be like him. May God give us the grace to desire to want to be like him. May God deliver us from darkness. May there not be darkness in our lives in Jesus' name. May light be found in us. May we be truthful. May we be honest. May the fear of God, the godly fear, consume our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. The nature of God. Lift your hand wherever you are and begin to pray that Holy Spirit, birth in me the nature of God. Birth in me the nature of God.
Birth in me, God, the nature of God.
Birth in me the nature of God.
Let every
deliver me.
Oh, God, God, God.
From this honesty,
in the name of Jesus,
somebody pray. Open your mouth and pray.
Jesus, Father, let every darkness,
let there be a stirring in our hearts, O Father.
A life to live for you in the name of Jesus.
Let there be a transformation in our lives, O God. Let there be a change,
O God, change in our lives.
Holy Spirit, work in our lives. May we carry the nature of Almighty God. May we live in light,
living in light, O God,
transparency.
Transparency, no darkness within us, no darkness.
May every hidden thing in our lives, O God,
in the name of Jesus, we pray,
be exposed to you. May our lives be full of light. May our lives be full of truth.
May our lives be full of light and truth. In the name of Jesus, O God, Father, O God, this
blessed
morning, scan our hearts, scan our lives,
blessed
God,
be
help
name.
Us take every
somebody open your mouth and pray. We are praying.
Of Jesus,
oh, we need this nature of God.
The nature of godliness, the nature of godliness.
There is a mystery. And this mystery has to do with godliness.
In the name of Jesus, may we not confess you and our hearts very far from you. In the name of Jesus, scan our lives, God, this morning. Scan our lives, God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, you are the one that we have to do it. You are the one that we have to deal with. In the name of Jesus,
may our lives not be a hidden
light.
Have mercy.
May
we reveal your true nature and your true person, O God. May our lives be pleasing unto you, Lord. May our lives be pleasing unto you, Lord.
May we live to please you.
Somebody lift your voice and pray. We want to be like you,
we want to be like you, God. We
want to be like you, God.
Not living double lives.
All across the room, let us say of God in your voice.
Confessing you with our mouth, but our hearts far from you. May you not be sad with us, God. In the name of Jesus,
do our lives. You will not be like man. You will not reason like man. Because the nature of God will consume you, will affect you, such that you will behave and think like God. Somebody lift your voice and pray.
Take away from us.
We need you more than ever before, Lord.
God, this morning, in the name of Jesus, God,
you step down into darkness. Oh, be my eyes. Let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you.
All together, Lord.
All together, Lord.
All together.
worship, Lord. Yeah. Here I am to bow. Here I am to bow. Oh, yes, Lord. Simple message was, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. May we mature and grow in our nature through our constant, consistent fellowship with you. And may we bear your very nature, O God, your nature of love, the love that goes beyond human reasoning, the love that goes beyond human thinking. Lord, as we continue to fellowship with you, Lord, may every darkness in our lives be dispelled. And may we carry your nature where our lives become so open, pure, true, and full of honesty. This morning, thank you. This morning, thank you. There are things that, Lord, we engage in that sometimes we know clearly that it is against your will, but we deliberately do it. And we pray today in the name of Jesus that may we have the strength to refuse evil and to refuse darkness and to embrace good and embrace the light. Oh, yes. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us. I pray for divine help for everyone, Lord, who's hearing me right now. And I ask that, Lord, help us to please you. May we not carry the nature of man. The nature of man is to deceive. Because man looks on the outside, but you look on the inside. May we bear the nature of who you are. Oh, yes. That will always reflect your beauty. We always reflect your power. We always reflect your presence. Lord, when men see us, Lord, may they see your nature in us. In this difficult world, in this sinful world, a world that is corrupted so badly, may we stand out. May we be the chosen bride, oh God. May we be the chosen group who will stand out. That people will say that, oh yes, there is a remnant that have yet not bowed to Baal. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. We are grateful to you. In Jesus' mighty name. I want to pray for somebody here. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You want to make him the Lord of your life. In fact, he is the one who can lead you to godliness. He is the one who can refine your life and make you into the very nature of the Father. You want to say that I want him to be the Lord of my life from today and be in charge of my life. Wherever you are, can you lift your hand? You want me to pray with you? Just lift your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Beautiful people, God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, do another thing. Just walk to me. Walk to me right now. Walk to me. Walk to me. Run. Come to Jesus.
His grace will be your power.
Wherever you are, you want to give your life to him.
Go freely.
He loves you. Jesus. Congregation, let's encourage them. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God and you came to die for my sins. This morning, I come to you just as I am. Please have mercy on me and forgive me of my sins. I open my heart to you. Come and live in my heart. Be the Lord of my life. From today, I believe that Jesus died and on the third day, he rose up and he's with the Father and he will come for me. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and your mercy for my life. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.